Hi everyone. It seems a lifetime ago, but was actually only just a few weeks ago, that a group of us met together to plan our services for Holy Week. It was fun to explore our ideas, and they all came together beautifully with a series of connected services requiring a cast of thousands, well, a dozen or two maybe, and a daunting amount of preparation and writing. But things were changing really fast. 4 days later, I was meeting with Tim to discuss the likelihood that we wouldn't be able to meet together in the church for Holy Week. And 2 days after that, the elders made the decision to close the church. So our grand plan has been put on ice, giving us more time to plan and write for next year. And instead, we will be incorporating the journey through Holy Week into our evening prayers each night. I wanted to just take a few moments to consider what is Holy Week and why is it so important. Holy Week traditionally is the most important week in the church's year. It starts with Palm Sunday and Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem and ends with his death on Good Friday. During Holy Week, we journey with Jesus from the joy and hope of Palm Sunday through to the high drama of Maundy Thursday, the Last Supper, the prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane, and his arrest and trial, Peter's denial, to the despair of a Good Friday. It is only by experiencing this darkness that we can fully emerge into the joyous revelation and light of Easter Sunday. Holy Week is a deeply spiritual journey, allowing us to connect with Jesus in a very special way. It is a time of waiting, a time of bearing witness to the most remarkable moment in all of human history, when God himself went to the cross to save us. But it's not an easy journey to travel with Jesus through this hard week. It involves a lot of dark emotions, anger and fear, sadness and loneliness, doubt and defeat. And in preparing our evening services for this time, we're very conscious of the peculiar and particular circumstances in which we are currently living. Holy Week coincides with the second half of week two and the first half of week three of the lockdown, the time which we're told will be the hardest period of the lockdown. It also coincides with the end of daylight saving, when the nights come in earlier and we are dealing with more darkness. The key thing we need to remember through this week is that as we plunge into the darkness of Holy Week, we are heading to Easter Sunday and Resurrection Glory. We will be emphasizing this all through this week. We are traveling towards the light. The bookends of Holy Week are Palm Sunday and Easter Sunday. We will need to remember that Jesus did what he set out to do when he turned his face to Jerusalem. He knew what was ahead, and how the prophecies and the promises of God must be fulfilled. He came to earth to do this, to redeem his people, to rescue them for heaven, and he did it. This is the magnificence and glory and sheer awesomeness of Holy Week, that the Son of God saw the pain of death to be a small price to pay for our salvation. So, my friends, as we head into Holy Week, turn your face to Easter glory. This week we will journey with Jesus through Matthew's Gospel and bear witness to each step of that journey to the cross and the empty tomb. On Good Friday, we're going to do something a little different. We will post a short podcast of a reading and a prayer every 2 hours from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. to map the path Jesus took that day, from his trial before Pilate, the mockery of the soldiers, his crucifixion, and his death. If you can, take time out of that day to listen to each podcast. Then we will have evening prayer as usual at 7 p.m. So I would invite you to join us in our journey to the empty tomb. This is a wonderful opportunity to take the time to be with the Lord. Please light a candle each night and gather in the darkness with us all together. My brothers and sisters, we are heading to the light.